Welcome back to Maria Squared reviewing a Latino album.
If you guys recall, last year we did the same exact thing. So a year ago, we reviewed the Marías. I, Maria Jimena Aragón.
And I, Maria Camaño.
We reviewed Rosalía's album. And now we're back at it again with a new EP of not just Rosalía.
But also Rauw Alejandro.
And we're so excited to give you guys our thoughts, questions, and concerns. So let's get started.
So, what were your expectations going into RR?
So, I didn't really know much about Rosalía and Rauw's, like, relationship before. Like, I was just like, oh, I know they're dating and that's it. And I knew that this was, like, a lot of hype and excitement before this EP dropping. They had said that they were going to do a song together. And I was like, okay, I'll listen to it. You know, Rosalía's pretty good. And I'm like, yeah, that's vibe. But now I'm obsessed.
I'm also obsessed.
Oh my gosh. It's only three little songs, but I don't know. I enjoyed it.
I mean, so going into RR, I was really excited because I've been following Rosalía and Rauw since they started dating. So I've since the pandemic. So that was also when I wasn't even that big of a fan of both of them. And then I think I've become, over the years, a really big fan of, Rauw. And then Motomami, when we did the review, I was so surprised at how good it was. But I know that they've talked in interviews also about how Rosalía's really, she really loves getting into the production aspect. And they've apparently recorded a ton of songs together. So the fact that they were releasing just three, I was like, these have to be fantastic that they're willing to, release them.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then what was your reaction when you first heard it?
So I heard a snippet of Beso, and I was like, I thought it was so catchy. Just in my head, and I was like, okay. And I was just telling my friends, I was like, oh, I have this song in my head, stuck in my head. But I seen it on TikTok. I didn't see it when it dropped. I did remember swiping through stories and stuff, and they had done a live, but I didn't have enough time to look through it. But I just remember hearing that little chunk and it's just stuck in my head. And I was like, okay, I'm going to listen to the whole song. And then I loved it. And then I listened to the second one. And then I listened to the third one. And we keep repeating it.
The thing is, I saw Rosalía's TikTok that she did with the snippet. And it was, I think, 5 days before the album came out. And I literally would go back to the TikTok just to listen to it again. Because I was like, I'm going to be listening to it nonstop when it comes out. So let's walk through the EP. So what were your thoughts on Beso when you first heard it? What did you think about the song? And then what did you think about the music video? Because out of this EP, this is the only song that has a music video so far.
So when I heard it, I think the part that got stuck in my head was Yo necesito otro beso. That little part was I was like, okay, this is so cute. Yo necesito otro beso, uno de esos que tú me das. It's very melodic, they're singing together. It's just kind of a conversation with each other, I guess, at that point. And my thoughts on the music video, I loved it. I was expecting some sort of cutesy montage. Let's say it again. I was expecting some sort of, cutesy montage. We knew that this was happening, two artists, good PR. But then, watching it, you're like, oh, this is cute. This is what we wanted. But then at the end, when they announced their engagement, I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
And, that's such a cute way also to release it for their fans, but also keep it private. I love that they kept it, to themselves. They really played people because when she had pictures, in the past with the ring. And people were like, oh, they're engaged. But then everyone was like, oh, they haven't mentioned anything about it. So, they didn't even have to do anything.
I like it. They're very private as a couple, but they're not, unconscious of the fact that the world is looking at them. A lot of artists would be like, oh, give us our privacy and our space. Yeah. But they just give enough. And you know that they, appreciate each other. Obviously, this is all on social media. It could be different behind closed doors. But for now, I think it's such a sweet relationship.
I agree. I love them as a couple. I also think that it was interesting because people were comparing them to Karol G and Anuel, who, if people don't know, when they started dating, they didn't like released music together per se, but they went on tour together. And then they had a horrible breakup, and people were trying to like compare them. But then I think because they announced their engagement, people were like, oh, this isn't like them just releasing music to release music. It's because like they're fully like ready to like be together forever. That's why they're releasing music together now. And I liked that a lot.
So cute.
But yeah, Beso I think is like the more poppy like song that yeah. I feel like every album has like that one song,
the single that they yeah
the one that's like on the radio all the time. Mm-hmm. That's the one, like Beso's that one, but it's like so cutesy and yeah. It's like I think it's great. And then we go on to Vampiros.
You know what, let them hear. Play it now. Mi pistola no tiene seguro, se dispara sola.
Este Barcelona pero está en Carola. Ya no es seguidora, ella es la. You know what, for me, like, I think when people do joint albums, there's always songs that are, like, more so, like, to the style of each artist. And I think Vampiros is Raos.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Vampiros is, like, the one that I was, like, this was, like, I can see Raos' influence in mm-hmm. this one. And then Promesa was more, like, Rosalía.
And Beso's them, too.
And Beso's them, too, yeah. And so, Vampiros, for me, is, like, one of, like, the more, like, fun ones. Like, I want to hear that at a club. What did you think when you listened to it? So I was watching like this interview with both of them, and they were saying that Beso, Vampiros, and Promesa are in a specific order. And it's like Beso's their past, Vampiros is their present, and Promesa is like the future. I feel like when they say present, it's because I feel like they're at the peaks of their career together. Mm-hmm. And I think that like, I don't know, like I know the song is not about that, but I feel like it gives off that energy.
Yeah, and plus they're both on tour right now.
Exactly.
Like all over the world, and they find exactly. the time to be together and exactly. things like that. You know, what is there for me to say other than let's have fun with the song? Mm-hmm. We are Vampiros, I guess. Vampiros sonando ahora
pa siempre, somos inmortales. So then we move on to the last song in the EP, which is Promesa. Promesa is actually my personal favorite song on the like EP, and it is a bolero actually.
Yeah, they had talked about it, I think, in an interview about them like listening together in the kitchen, boleros. They're like, it's only natural for them to write their own. Mm-hmm. And I think Rosalía has a lot of influences with different like artists, genres, and different things like that. Mm-hmm. A little bit controversial at times,
yes,
we shall admit, pero it's like you can see the influence and the way that she like puts the work out there, and she puts her own spin to things.
Yeah, and so, I think yeah. Beso's them together, Vampiros is Rao, and then Promesa you can clearly tell is Rosalía. Mm-hmm. Just because also like vocally her voice suits the bolero mm-hmm. so much. Not that Rao doesn't have an amazing voice, but like she just like exhibits like her vocal skills so much like in Promesa. That's so cute that they said that it's because they listen to a lot of boleros together, because they said that this is like the song that represents like their future together. So like that means like years of them like dancing to boleros together in the kitchen. That's so cute.
Love is alive and well. Una promesa nunca pa mirar atrás. Si preguntaras yo te la volvería a jurar como una perla.
Well, okay. Takeaways. Conclusions.
Takeaways, conclusions, thoughts, questions, concerns.
Yes.
I will say this is just an EP. Mm-hmm. I know that they've written many, many other songs. I need a full album.
Like, I also need a full album.
I need a full album because they work really well together. And mm-hmm. I know that they're both very serious artists mm-hmm. and very picky and professional.
Yeah.
That I feel like they can really, you know, keep pushing. And I feel like because they're together, it just makes sense. It's organic yeah. and natural.
I think I need a full album, but also I need a full album because I need a tour.
Because
they're both such good performers mm-hmm. that I think a tour, like a tour of them together, mm-hmm. a show.
Actually, rewind, scratch all of that. We need to get invited to the wedding. That's what we need. Yes. That's the first and foremost here. What's another takeaway? This weird freaking collaboration with Coca-Cola and Rosalía has been, you know, very much fueling this conversation today.
If you did not know, Mena, before Mena came over to my place to record this, she was like, listen, I got a Rosalia Coca-Cola. We need to do a taste test. Can you tell the audience your thoughts?
So it's apparently called Coke Move. It's supposed to shift flavors as you drink it. It literally says transformation flavored. Now, that's a terrifying thing to say. But honestly, it just has a different aftertaste. Tastes like Coke, and then it tastes like a marshmallow. I'm not mad at it. It's just weird. But I don't know why Coca-Cola said, let's hit up Rosalia. But Rosalia's in her bag this year.
And, I know, she really is.
And we're here to review it and talk about it.
Yeah.
Rosalia, if you're listening, we love you. Hashtag Dominion News. I'm Maria Jimena Aragon.
I'm Maria Camaño. And this was the Marias
for WNUR News.